Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast, making radio great again. The Mark Cox Morning Show. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman in studio with us now, and I have to tell you that earlier Scott Jagow was saying that baseball might be the new hockey after a guy was hit in the face with a bat. I mean, there were all kinds of stories you had.
Yeah, there was a guy hit with a bat last night at Fenway Park, a fan, and then a pitcher for the Brewers got hit with a line drive during batting practice right in the throat.
And Tyler O'Neill, right?
Wasn't he? And then he Tyler O'Neill had to get 8 stitches. This is all in the last few days.
It's a violent sport.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Be careful out there. At least they have the netting up that reduces a lot of that. Think about back in the day when they had no netting and those balls were just flying into the crowd, bats flying into the crowd. Be careful out there.
I cannot imagine that. Speaking of baseball, the Cardinals had a small little winning streak and then not so much.
Yeah,
after.
They won now back-to-back series. They beat Arizona. They beat the Mets. I think it was a good series. It was a bad, bad loss the way it ended. Both teams struggled to drive in runners in scoring position. The Mets were actually 0-15 before Harrison Bader drove in a run in the 11th. And then Mark Vientos hits the home run off Matthew Liberatore. Liberatore was tough. He went out there and pitched strong. You know, the bullpen was pretty taxed over the last couple of days. Great Cardinals bullpen. I mean, you got to talk about the first two games and how the bullpen was just lights out and won two games for them. The Cardinals' biggest problem still is not able to score runs. You know, Lance Lynn pitched a great game yesterday, doesn't get rewarded for it, and the bullpen has been pretty good by and large, and they just haven't been able to score. The Cardinals have scored 100 runs in their 28 games. That's not very good. So they've got to figure out how to pick up more runs. That said, you know, the NL Central, you could look at it one of two ways. You could say that they missed a chance to gain ground on the NL Central because everybody lost in the division yesterday. But the Cardinals lost the game, and they're still only 4.5 games out of first. It's my belief that the Cardinals will absolutely be in the running for this division title. I wouldn't worry about it. I just concentrate on it is a long season and the offense eventually will turn. Because, Kim, the rest of the division is not all that great. Milwaukee is falling back to earth. I think the Cubs are interesting. They got creamed on Saturday. They got lost 17-0 to the Diamondbacks on Saturday. The Brewers got shellacked yesterday by the Yankees 15-5.
Jeez.
It's not a great division. You know, the Reds are okay. They're exciting and young. Pirates eventually fall back to earth. They're in fourth place, and there sit the Cardinals, who I think have the best roster of the five. So it is just a matter of waiting and hoping that they can turn the tide offensively, because I think the pitching's there. I mean, John Mozeliak gets criticized every day. I mean, you know, John Mozeliak is this, that. Mozeliak, you have to admit, builds a pretty good bullpen here. I mean, Romero, Kittredge, and Helsley is a heck of a 1-2-3 punch. Kittredge for Palacios, I think they won that trade. And you don't win a lot of trades with the Rays. I think they've won that. And they haven't even we haven't even seen an inning out of Keenan Middleton yet. They add him to the bullpen. Good luck beating the Cardinals after the sixth or seventh inning. So if the starters keep doing their thing and going deep into games and setting up the bullpen, I think the Cardinals will be fine if they hit. Mm-hmm. Defense is great. Base running's fine. I think they've got to hit. Get everybody healthy, too.
Yeah, I forgot about Keenan Middleton because he's one of the newest players for the Cards, right?
Yeah. So I'm giving you, you know, a little bit of optimism here, of course, but I think it's real. I think the Cardinals' bullpen really is good. And so, you know, you've got to get Goldschmidt, who's starting to show his signs of coming back. He's still a productive guy. I mean, he's healthy. He's out there swinging away and trying to find his swing, and you're starting to see that hard contact, that barrel out of him again. Arenado's been really good. Contreras has been absolutely fine. I think Gorman's starting to turn the corner a little bit. You've got to get those core guys producing for you, and if they do, the Cardinals will be pretty tough. I'm not nearly ready to say that the Cardinals aren't a contender. They are in the mix as far as I'm concerned.
You know who's killing it? The Battlehawks. Have you gone to a game, Scott?
Not this season.
No, yet. I'm ready to get to that championship game at the Dome when they fill it. They're the best team in the UFL. They killed the Defenders yesterday. Beat them 45-12. How crazy was that? They had never beaten D.C.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big win.
And D.C. had never lost at home.
Wow.
A lot of empty seats in these UFL games, except for St. Louis. Yep. But they went in and smacked them around. They forced four turnovers, and they won the ball game. 45-12. So, yeah, Battlehawks are the real deal.
They've only lost one game, we were saying, this whole season.
They won four in a row. They lost the opener. They won four in a row.
And that first one was a last-second loss.
64-yard field goal.
Yeah, that's right. It took a 64-yarder to beat them. So, yeah, just, you know, let's just hope that they can get to that championship game at the Dome, because that would be the story of the UFL. That, and it would make national news. St. Louis lost its NFL team. And look at them now.
Yeah.
They'll fill that place if they get the championship game at the Dome. And if the Battlehawks are in that, that's where they're playing it this year, whether the Battlehawks are in it or not.
Mm-hmm.
The Dome is the site. Imagine that. What that would be like. Incredible stuff on national TV.
Yep. I know. Well, I've been meaning to go to a game.
Yeah, do it.
I haven't gone to a city game either. And I feel like now, you know, I get irritated that soccer can tie. That just does not.
I know that irritates
well
you, but it
me.
Is part. It's
but it
part
is.
Of
I
it.
Get it. It's part of it. I don't like it.
Hockey used to do it. Yeah. Carl Teller. Hockey.
I've heard this argument
to
too.
Yeah,
you
get
a point.
Charity
that's
point.
Silly.
Okay,
as Mark would say, that's silly season in America.
In hockey, that was always respected. Harder and point for the boys. We got a point. Now
they do a skills competition to.
Yeah, and then now they do a shootout, and everybody's okay with that. But soccer ties, and we're all crushing soccer. I don't know, man.
Would you like to end a game on penalty kicks?
No, no.
Really, why not?
Not after all that, and
oh,
it's
but those are
and
exciting.
It's like, guess which way the ball is going to go.
Yep.
You know,
you got a 50% chance.
I thought it was a higher chance of a penalty kick that you were going to get, like a 70% chance you were going to score. Am I making that up? Probably.
It's probably, I'm going to guess 70, 75%, maybe even higher than that. I'm not in favor of that at all. I think it's if you end up in a draw in a soccer match after all that they do, running around that whole time, then you have to settle on penalty kicks, which you have to anyway in the postseason, I guess. Yeah. But
hockey doesn't do that, though, in the postseason.
They
play
don't.
Until the
they
game's
play
over.
All night, man.
Now, people might not like that because you're going to be there later than you're anticipating, and you want to stay because that's when the game's really good.
I think the hockey fans like it.
Yes, they do.
It's just an excuse. Throw down a few more beers at home and
double
watch the
overtime.
Game. But, yeah, I get to a city game, get to a Battlehawks. We got a lot of great sports to take in right around here. I mean, right here in the city. No city that I know of that has all the venues crammed in like this all in one spot.
Yeah.
From Chaffetz to City Park to Enterprise Center to Busch Stadium to the Dome to the Worldwide Technology Raceway, all like 10 minutes from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you need to take off?
No, I got a couple more minutes.
Let's just stay the
whole time. What's going on? How are you guys doing down
the
here?
The odds makers now say that Kansas City is the leading contender for repeating a Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say as long as they have Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, they did fine in the draft, but that doesn't impact it as much. I know they added a speedy receiver and all of that stuff, but I would say that as long as they have Mahomes and that offense drawn up, their defense is really good too. Everybody wanted. They got a lot of calls about Steve Spagnuolo, but he's going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Their defensive coordinator, former Rams coach, didn't work out so well here, but he's found his calling is to be a defensive coordinator, and I think they're a really, really great team. I mean, I guess I'd pick them to be the favorite.
I feel like Scott, there was so much momentum around their team.
I like your Bills,
though.
But they got to show me that they can get it done in the postseason. I'm trying to think of somebody else that would be above the Chiefs.
It
was the Niners. No, it was 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers are really good. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Yeah.
But they got a fast receiver. The question is, can he catch? Because last year that was the problem for the Chiefs receivers, even though they won the Super Bowl.
That is a big part of football.
Yeah.
You know who the 49ers got, don't you? My man. Cody Schrader.
Oh, yeah. No, Cody Schrader, I mean, just absolutely killed it at Mizzou.
Undrafted.
I love that.
So here we go again.
Yep.
Everybody's doubting Cody Schrader doesn't get drafted. 49ers weren't stupid. They went right in there.
He's like a Cinderella story. I'm sure he wouldn't like me saying that, but truly, I mean, I love the backstory leading up to his success, and I think that's what makes me want to follow him even more.
I always say this in sports. High character athletes, high character people, are the biggest overachievers. They're going to give you everything that they have. And he is a high character young man with incredible talent. He delivers punishment after he gets hit, and he has good burst, but mostly he's just a team guy. And I think he's going to fit in well with the 49ers.
That's awesome.
They will not regret that. That's
good
for signing.
Him. I'm so happy.
He's probably
for
the perfect
Cody
backup for McCaffrey.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And, you know, SEC's leading rusher. It doesn't hurt. Not like he ran through some no-name school. I mean, this guy has been running through SEC defenses for the last year. So, yeah, it's a good signing for the 49ers. I'm really happy for him. It'll be fun to track all the Tigers, but including Cody Schrader at San Francisco.
I love that. Love it, love it, love it. Hey, Tom, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Good to see you guys, and have a good one. I'm going to head back down the hall.
You have to sprint down the hall back to KMOX.
Yeah,
I don't know how he does it. All of a sudden, he's here, and like 30 seconds later, he's on KMOX. I'm telling you, I'm going to get you a pair of those tennis shoes that have the little wheels that
Heelys.
Pop out. Is that what they are? Heelys?
Heelys.
You want some Heelys, Tom?
Yeah.
They're real stylish.
I like them.
We'll hook you up with a pair. Coming up after the break, I found this crazy video that was shown to a group of elementary school students, elementary, I emphasize, in Georgia to try to promote LGBTQ inclusivity. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.